Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel, and we are 11 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amid Beis Ubeplukta. Today's daf is being learned as a schos refuah shalemer for Avadya ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba ben Devora, Devora bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Eloz Lipa Shalom ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Shlomo ben Rachel Devora, Tova Malka bas Masha, Israel ben Kayla, and Esther Kreindel bas Devora. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibodel L'chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Toiv. So, yesterday, at the very end of the daf, we began a new sugya, which is Me'inyin Le'inyin, a little bit, Ba'isa Inyin, to the sugyas that we're learning in Perek, Arba Achin. It's a Shah sugya, a Veltz sugya. It's the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And today's daf is going to be very much a continuation of what we began. In fact, one of the Mekoiros in Shas, the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, is in Mesechtes Yevamos, tucked away in Perek Arba Achin. It's Yevamos Lamed Beis Amid Beis, and it's Yevamos Daf Lamed Gimel. So just a little bit of an introduction as it relates to the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So there's a halacha revacha b'Yisrael that states that once something is Asr, another Isser cannot be Chal on that Dover Asr. So if this thing is already forbidden to eat, for example, it can't be Chal, a new Siba, a new reason for why you should not be able to eat this thing. It's what's known as Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Isser is chal on heter, but Isser is not chal on Isser. Stating that, the Tanam throughout Shas debated the scope of this law of Ein Isser chal on Isser. There were those that held that Ein Isser chal on Isser, kipshutai, kishmoy kachi. There's no exception to the rule. There's no situation where a davar Asser can now become Asser again. But there were other Tanam that held that it's not true. Ordinarily, traditionally, conventionally, Ein Isser chal on Isser. However, there are some exceptions, and there are times where Isser would be chal on Isser. In today's daf, we're going to see three very notable exceptions to the rule of Ein Isser chal on Isser. The first is Isser Moisef. The second is Isser Koilel. And the third is Isser Basachas. Now, there are others, but we're not going to discuss those in today's daf. So let's just introduce Isser Moisef, Isser Koilel, and Isser Basachas. Isser Moisef first. The law of Isser Moisef states that although Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but in the event that the second Isser is going to be Chal anyways, albeit in a broader way, so then we say Migu, that the second Isser is going to be Chal with regards to an application where it won't violate the principle of Ein Isser Chalal Isser, where it's going to be Chal on Heter, so then we say it could be Chal on Isser as well. It seems to be a Migu type Svara, but the concept is that being that this Isser, which wants to be Chal on Isser, will be Chal, albeit in an application where it's being Chal on Heter, so then we say, oh, once it's Chal on Heter, it could be Chal on Isser as well. Isser Koilel is similar to Isser Moisef, but it's different. The law of Isser Koilel states that although Ein Isser Chal on Isser, however, if the second Isser, which can't be Chal on Isser, is going to be Chal, albeit on other items, so then we say, Migu, that this Isser is going to be Chal on a different Cheftza, it can be Chal on this Cheftza as well. Let's just give an example of Isser Koilel. It's just an easy example to highlight the difference between Isser Moisef and Isser Koilel. Macholos Asuros are Asur, by definition. So, for example, it's not allowed to eat Nevela. What happens if a person would eat Nevela on Yom Kippur? Would he violate the Isser Yom Kippur, or would he not violate the Isser Yom Kippur? So, at first glance, you would say, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That being that this thing was also Erev Yom Kippur when there was a mitzvah to eat, so on Yom Kippur, it's going to be Asur as well, because of the halacha of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Stating that, there's an Isser Koilel. The Isser Koilel is that on Yom Kippur, not only are you not allowed to eat Macholos Asuros, you're also not allowed to eat Macholos Hamutaros. So, Migu, that on Yom Kippur, all things that are mutter are now going to become aser, so that Isser Yom Kippur is going to be chal on all the dvarim hamutarim, so too it could be chal on the nevela. Now this is not Isser Moisef, because there's no Isser Yom Kippur that's being chal on the macholos asuros, so that you could say, omigu, that Yom Kippur is being chal on nevela, so therefore it could be chal on this nevela as well. No, Yom Kippur objectively we know is going to be chal on all the dvarim hamutarim. But being that it's chal on all the other chafetzim, so too it could be chal on this as well. So the difference between Issa Maisif and Issa Koilel is a little bit of a subtlety. It's a little bit of a tricky nafkamina, but at the same time, it's a very big nafkamina, and there were Tanoim that held of Issa Maisif, they didn't hold of Issa Koilel. Our whole sugya today is going to debate the merit of Issa Koilel. We're going to take for granted that Issa Maisif is an exception to the rule of Ein Issa Chal Lisser. So as much as these two things are a little bit similar, but in the lundis and in the sugis, they're very, very different. And really, the Bacha Bakuk for Midan Alachas, to explain what the difference is between Isser Moisef and Isser Koilel. Isser Moisef, this second Isser, is anyways being chal on this Chetzah She'alze Anudon. So then we could say, Migu, that it's anyways chal on this Chetzah, Bikai Gavna, where it doesn't violate Ein Issa Chal Lisser, so to it could be Chal, where it seemingly does violate Ein Issa Chal Lisser. Issa Koilel, this second Isser is being Chal, but not on this Chefzo. It's being Chal on other Chafetzim. There too, there's an idea that maybe you could say the Migu that it's Chal, the second Isser, albeit on other items, so too it could be Chal on this as well. And finally, the third exception to the rule is Issa Vas Achas. Issa Vas Achas is where the two Isurim are being Chal at the same exact second. So for that already, we're going to have to get involved in Efshel Tzamtzem, and we're going to have to figure out how that's even possible. But Lu Yitzuyer, hypothetically, theoretically, you can come up with a scenario where two Isurim would be chal at this very, very same second. So da Ashita and Chas that holds that even though Ein Isser Chal al Isser, that's when first he had one Isser, now the second Isser wants to be chal on top of that Isser. But if the two Isurim are going to be chal b'vasachas, in that case, maybe you'll say Isser Chal al Isser. So regardless, the principle of Ein Isser Chal al Isser, and three exceptions to the rule, Isser Moisif, Issa Koilel, Issa Vas Achas. These three exceptions are going to play themselves out very prominently in today's daf. Now, why are we talking about the sugya of Ein Issa Chal al Isser? Vasata Saher. Last thing we knew, we were talking about Maimer. The last thing we knew, people were dying and there were situations going on. So how did it come in here to the middle of the sugya of Perek Arba Acha? Where does Ein Issa Chal al Isser meet Yuvamis? The teretz is, we've been learning about the halacha that in Erva, specifically in Achis Isha, which is the backdrop of the entire Perek Arba Achin, does not fall a Yibam. Why not? Brisa Daf Gimel, Shitas Rabbi and Daf Ches, Erva Gufa Leitzri Chakra. But the bottom line is, Kiyesh Vo Achim Yachtov, Umeis Achad Mehem. And that person that died, Ruvain, was married to Shimon's wife's sister. The halach is, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. And Achis Isha does not fall a Yibam. So here's the question. What would be if Shimon the Yavon would be Miyabim Eishas Ruvain? Eishas Ruvain, who is also Shimon's wife's sister. So Rabbi Yossi said in the Braisa, Chayef Shtayim, this person would be Chayef twice. He'd be Chayef for violating the Erva of Achis Isha. He would also be Chayef for violating the Erva of Eishas Ach. Now, every single Yavam is an Eishas Ach, and ordinarily, it's okay for a Yavam to be Miyabim in Eishas Ach, but that's only when there's a mitzvah of Yibam. But being that in this case, there is no mitzvah of Yibam, so it comes out that number one, the Yavam violated the Achis Isha. Number two, he violated the Eishas Ach. So what does it mean, you Chayef Karas twice? So the simple pshat would be, in the event that he did a B'shoigig, he would have to bring two Chatois. He has to bring a Chatos for being over the Isser in the Torah of Achis Isha, and we'd have to bring a Chatas for being over the Isser in the Torah of Eishas Ach. Rab Shimon, however, argued. Rab Shimon said, you're only going to be Chayiv one. Now, there was a steer in Rab Shimon, which one you're going to be Chayiv in, but the bottom line is, according to Rab Shimon, either you're going to be Chayiv for Achis Isha, or you're going to be Chayiv for Eishas Ach. So according to Rab Yossi, you're always Chayiv Shtayim, and according to Rab Shimon, it depends. You're only Chayiv one. Which one? Sometimes Achis Isha, sometimes Eishas Ach. And the Gemara asked and wondered out loud, what's pshat in Shitas Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, at first glance, I understand Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds that you're either chayef Achis Isha or you're chayef Eishas Ach. You know why? Because Rav Shimon holds Ein Issa Chal al Issa. So you can't be chayef for Achis Isha and Eishas Ach. Because Maman of Shach, if the Achis Isha came first, then the Eishas Ach is not going to be Chal. And if the Eishas Ach came first, then the Achis Isha is not going to be Chal. But Maman of Shach, you're not going to be Chayev two. You're only going to be Chayev one. Based on the din of Ein Issa Chal al Isser. Aber Rabbi Yossi, who says you're Chayev Shnayim, and it sounds like in all situations, you're going to be Chayev Shnayim. What's Pasha Pshan and Rabbi Yossi? Why shouldn't you be Chayev Shnayim? So the Gemara said like this. Bishloima, in a case where it was Nosa Chay, V'achakach, Nosa Meis, Bishloima, where Shimon got married first, and then Reuven got married. So in that case, first the Isser Achis Isha was Chal, and then the Isser Eish Asach was Chal. Now, Isser Eish Asach can't be Chal on Isser Achis Isha, Ein Isser Chal al Isser. But at the same time, it could be that being that when the Mace got married, the Isser Eish Asach that was Chal on this woman was not only Chal towards Shimon, but was really Chal towards any brothers that Reuven and Shimon might have. So you could say, Migu, that it's Chal Isser Eish Asach on this woman anyways, in an oifen where Isser's being Chal on Heter, so too it could be Chal on Eishes Shimon, although there Isser's being Chal on Isser. V'alzen nemar, Isser Moisef. However, in the reverse case, if it was Nosa Meis, Vachkach Nosa Chai, but if first Isser Eish Asach was Chal, and now you want the Isser Achis Isha to be Chal, the Achis Isha to be Chal on Eish Asach is not going to be Isser Moisef, because the Isser Achis Isha that would be Chal on this woman would only be Chal towards Shimon, and Shimon anyways has an Isser because of Eish Asach. So the Gemara said, I understand Rab Shimon, he holds a Nisa Chal al Isser. I understand Rab Yoisi, who holds you can be Chayiv Shtayim, where it's Nosa Chai, Vachkach Nosa Meis, because that's Isser Moisef. But how do you understand Shitas Rabbi Yossi when it's Nosa Meis V'Achakach Nosa Chai? So the Gemara had two suggestions. The first suggestion was that it could be that just like Rabbi Yossi holds of Isser Moisif, he also holds of Isser Koilal. And although when it's Nosa Meis V'Achakach Nosa Chai, it's not going to be Isser Moisif, because the Isser Achis Isha is not being Moisif anything as far as Shimon goes. But at the same time, when Shimon marries his wife, now, not only does Reuven's wife become an Achis Isha, but really all of Shimon's wife's sisters become Achis Ishas. So there's additional Achis Isha being Chal, not on this woman. There's no Isser being Chal on this woman. But on the other Freyan, on the other Shvesters, it is being Chal in Isser Achis Isha. So you could say the Migu that it's Chal Achis Isha on the other women, it could be Chal here too. Now nothing being Neschadish in this woman herself, it's in the other women, okay, Abba Al Zen Nemar, Isser Koilal. So maybe Rabbi Yossi holds of Isser Moisev, and that's why Nasa Chayiv Vachach Nasa Meis will be Chayiv Shtayim. It could be Rabbi Yossi also holds of Isser Koilal, and that's why Nasa Meis Vachach Nasa Chag, you're going to be Shtayim. That was one mahalach that the Gemara said to explain Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Alternatively, the Gemara says that maybe L'Oilam Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Isser Koilal. It seems that it's a given that Rabbi Yossi would hold of Isser Moisev, but maybe he doesn't hold of Isser Koilal. Taisa struggles to understand why, but that's what the Gemara says. So if that's the case, how could Rabbi Yossi say you're always Chayiv Shtayim? Again, Bishloimo, if it's Isser Moisev, but if it's only Isser Koilal, if it was Nasa Meis V'Achach Nasa Chai, why would he be Chayiv too? And the Gemara says, because maybe it's simply L'Koivrei Ben Risham Gemur. An idea that's going to come up again in the Daf. Meaning maybe Enochinami, really from a pure halachic perspective, the second Isser couldn't be Chal. And Chayiv Shtayim is a little bit of a misnomer. Chayiv Shtayim sounds like he's going to get Malkus twice, Chorus twice, he's going to get Mises Bezdin twice. Obviously not, but something's going to happen two times. No, that's not what it means. What it means is that in Shamayim, Bedine Shamayim, he violated two Yisurim. Meaning, Einis Achal Alissa is more of a sugya in Dinei Adam. But in Shamayim, there's a concept of L'Koivrei Ben Risham Gemurim, which says that really, even when Isser is Chal on Isser, on some level, the second Isser is Chal, which is a chiddush in the sugya of Einis Achal Alissa, it seems like it's an idea, Pater Medinei Adam, V'chayim Medinei Shamayim, which you very often find. But the bottom line is that's all Rabbi Yossi meant when he said Chayiv Shtayim. And if that's the case, you could say it's talking about even when he did it. But amazing, right? If Chayiv means Chayiv, literally, it probably means Chatas. It's probably talking about where he did it B'Shoigik. If, however, Chayiv means L'Koivrei Ben Risham Gemurim, Ayin Rashi, then it could be talking even when he did it B'Mezid. But the bottom line is, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. If the Yavam was Ba on a Yavama, that's also an Achis Isha, Yechayiv 2, Yechayiv, according to Rabbi Shimon, you always Chayiv 1. Which one? Whichever was Chal first. Either the Achis Isha or the Eish Asach. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon very generally and broadly holds Ein Issa Chal al Issa. Rabbi Yossi says Yechayiv Shtayim. Why? We have two Mahalchim right now. Either, although Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Issa Chal al Issa, but he's Moideb Issa Moisef and he's Moideb Issa Koilo. Or it could be he's not Moideb by Issa Koilo. But at the same time, he's always going to hold Yechayiv Shtayim, either Mitzat Isser Moisef, or Chayiv Shtayim will simply mean L'Koivrei Ben Risham Gemur, says the Gemara. As it relates to the Shaila, whether Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Koil, or Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Isser Koil, Ubit Plukta. It's really the subject of a debate amongst the Amoraim. And the Gemara now is going to do something you don't that often see. It's going to deliver a very long-winded introduction, similar to what we did to this daf, a long-winded introduction which is going to lead us to the promised land, which is where the Gemara is going to show that the Amoron debated whether Rabbi Yossi holds a Visakoil or doesn't hold a Visakoil. Whether the time of the Rabbi Yossi that Yechayiv Shtayim is Al-Tisakoil or time of the Rabbi Yossi that Yechayiv Shtayim is Mekoyri Ben Rishon Gemara. So we're almost going to have to hold this introduction. We're not going to review it again. We're going to have to hold this introduction, learn a blot and a Amid and change of Gemara, and then we're going to revisit this Shailos. Look at the Gemara. So what is the makar to this machloikis amayroyim, where you find that there was a debate in Shnitas Rabbi Yossi whether he holds a visakoil, doesn't hold a visakoil. So after Gemara de Itmar, we learn zar sheshim ish b'shabes, a classic, a zar, a non kohen that did the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos. Let's just think for a second. If a zar does the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash on Shabbos, off the bat, two things that he did wrong. Number one, Azar is not allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Number two, how are you allowed to do the Avodah on Shabbos? Now, a Kohen's allowed to do the Avodah on Shabbos, but that's because a Kohen has a mitzvah to do an Avodah. But a Azar that does the Avodah on Shabbos, L'chayra, is a Mechalal Shabbos. So really, at first glance, you could dehear two reasons why this could be a problem. Says the Gemara, Reb Chiya said, Chayiv Shtayim, he Chayiv twice, Enochinami, he's Chayiv for being Gazar doing the Avodah, and he's Chayiv for doing the Avodah on Shabbos. Bar Kapara said, Eini Chayiv Ela Achas. You're only going to be Chayiv once. Zok Tigmar, Kofetz Reb Chiya Benishba. Reb Chiya got up as he's debating Bar Kapara, and he swore. He said, Ho Avodah, pun intended. Kach shamati mi Rebbe. This is what I heard from Rebbe. Shtayim, that you can be Chayiv too. Reb Chiya was a Talmud Muvig Rebbe, and he said, I heard from the Groyser Rebbe, that he said, Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos is going to be Chayiv too. Kofetz Bar Kapara Benishba. So Bar Kapara said, Kenoichich bring in. So he jumped up and he said, oh, avoida, I swear, kach shamati mi Rebbe, I heard from Rebbe. Bar Kapara was also a Talmud Muvig Rebbe. Alachas, they only going to be Chayiv one. So no, they each swore that they heard from Rebbe their respective opinions. Now, it sounds like somebody's lying. Chas v'shalom. What? How's that even possible? The Gemara is going to ask the kasha. That meshach tada. So the Gemara says, Hischo Reb Chiya Ladon. So Reb Chiya started handling. He says, okay, so obviously my Messiah is not working. Even my Shvuah is not proving anything. So let's see if we can figure this out together. So he said like this, Shabbos l'kol neser. Shabbos is aser to everybody. Meaning, you're not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. Keshut Reb Mikdash. The Torah was not there, however, to do malachas in the Beis HaMikdash. Shchita, Haktara. There's a lot of malachas in the Beis HaMikdash that involved Chilul Shabbos. The Torah was mattered. Oh, but it's a kohanim hutra. The Torah was mattered for kohanim. No, the kohanim hutra for the zarim. So it's mutter for kohanim. It's not going to be mutter for zarim. And if that's the case, yesh kan mishum zaros, v'yesh kan mishum Shabbos. So it comes out after the zar is going to do the avodah, he's going to be chayev mishum zaros. He's going to be chayev mishum Shabbos. Right? He said it's very poshut. You're not allowed to do malacha anywhere in the world. The Torah was mattered at the Beis HaMikdash for Kayanim. So what does it have to do with the Zar? So if the Zar does the Malacha, he's going to be Chayiv Shem. So Bar Kapara did the same thing. He said, Shabbos Lakol Nesra. No, I see it a little bit differently. Shabbos, the Torah said, was also for everybody. Kishut B'Mikdash Hutra. The Torah was mattered. It was mattered in the Beis HaMikdash. And when it was mattered in the Beis HaMikdash, it was mattered in the Beis HaMikdash, period. And if that's the case, in Kanel Zaris. So the only thing you have over here is Issa Zaris. So Zar Shashimish B'Shabbos is only going to be Chayiv one. Zok Gemara. There was another machloikis between Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara, which was in a very similar signon. Balmum shneshimesh betomo. A balmum that does the avoida, and he did it while he was in a state of tum. Now, to be clear, the state of tumma was a situation where it was a carbon tzibur, where roiv of the tzibur was tame, where it conformed with the laws of tumma hutra betzibur and tumma tchoya betzibur. So that although this balmum is doing the avoida betumma, but it's a zasort tumma that the Torah was matter. Okay, so what's the shaila? The shaila is, how many isurim is this balmum going to violate? So again, let's make the cheshbon before we see it inside. He's a balmum. Balmum's not allowed to do the avoida, that's number one. He's also tame. And a tame is not allowed to do the avoida, being a say, 1 second. It's tumma hutra betzibur, tumma tchoya betzibur. I understand, but that's only for someone that's allowed to do the avoida. This person's a balmum, he's not allowed to do the avoida. So you could see where there would be a little bit of drama. Zok the Gemara. So, balmum sheshimesh betumma. And in this case, he was a kohen, right? The issue is balmum, and the issue is his tumma. Reb Chiya mechayev shem. Reb Chiya said, "Yichayev to bar kapar me'ini chayev alach." He's only going to be chayev one. Kofetz Reb Chiya v'nishba. Reb Chiya got up and he swore, "Ho avoida." Again, pun intended. Kach shamati mi Rebbe shtayim. Kofetz Reb Bar Kapar v'nishba. Ho avoida. Kach shamati mi Rebbe achas. Hischel Reb Bar Chiya v'adon. Okay, so Reb Chiya said, "Let's make a cheshbon by ourselves." He said, "Tumma lakol nesr. Tumma is really aser to everybody. Meaning, no kohen's allowed to do the avoida when he's tummy. Now, kishahutra b'mikdash. When the Torah was matter." The Beis HaMikdash. When is that? Bekarben tzibur, etzel kayhanim tamimim hutra. The Torah was matrit for kayhanim that could do the avoda. Kayhanim tamimim. The kayhanim tamimim hutra, v'le the kayhanim balimumim. So the Torah was matrit for kayhanim tamimim, of an ishva balimumim. So he said, yesh kamishum balimumim, v'yesh kamishum tomo. So as a result, this person's a balimum. He's also tome. As a result, he has two problems. So he's going to be chayiv shtayim. This is makapar lo. The makapar said, I disagree. Tumah lakol nasra. Tumah generally is us. Kishahutra, bimikdash. Hutra, period. When the Torah was matter in the base of Mikdash, Torah was matter it broadly across the board. And if that's the case, Ein Kanel, Mishum Balmum, so the only issue you can have over here is a Balmum, and therefore he's only going to be Chayav on. A third case where Rabchi and Bar Kapara discussed a very, very similar Shaila. Zor Sha'ach HaMalika. A Zor that ate from Machatos Ha'oif after Malika. So what's Malika? Malika is to an oif of kachin. What shchita is to behemis or oifos of chulin. So ordinarily, if you want to be matter any behema or oifla achila, whether it's chulin, whether it's kachim, you have to do shchita. The one exception to the rule is malika, which was done specifically by oifos of kachim. There were two types of oifos, kachim, chatasoif, and oilasoif, and the way the chatasoif and the oilasoif was killed was by doing malika. Malika, in contrast to Shechita, was an Avoida. It had to be done dafka by a Kohen. Now, one of the chidushin of Malika is that after a Kohen did Malika with a Chatas Oif, the Kohen was allowed to eat from the Basar. Why is it a chidush? Because if you would do Malika with an Oif of Chulin, the animal would be an Avela. You wouldn't be able to eat it. But it's dafka because it's Kachim, and there's a special chidush in the Torah of Malika that the halacha is, he's allowed to eat it. Now, this halacha of eating basar by malika is only negei chatasoif. It's not negei oilasoif, because oilasoif is anyways kuloi kal, can never be eaten. So here's the question. A zar, someone that's not a kohen, who ate from the basar of a chatasoif, al yedei malika, how many times should he be chayiv? So again, let's do the math in our head. Number one, a zar is not allowed to eat from a chatas. The reason is because chatas is kachi gedashim, and only kehanim allowed to eat kachi gedashim. Number two, he's eating basa that never had shechita. All it had was malika. Now you're going to tell me what you mean, all it had was malika. The kohen's allowed to eat from it. So the Torah was mechadesh that malika could be matter, even though technically it should be an avela. I understand, but the Torah only said it for kehanim, because only kehanim are allowed to eat from malika. The Torah never said it with regards to Zorim, that was the Shaila. Zok the Gemara. Zor Sha'ocha Malika, Rabchi, and Mechayiv, Shtem, Rabchi says, you're going to be chayiv to Bar Kapara, and Mechayiv, Alach, is only going to be chayiv on. Kovetz, Rabchi, and Nishba. So again, Rabchi got up, and he swore, Ha'avoido, Kach Shemati, Mirabi, Shtem, Kovetz, Bar Kapara, and Nishba, Ha'avoido, Kach Shemati, Mirabi, Yachas. Hischa, Rabchi, Elodon. So Rabchi has said, Nevela, Lakol, Nasra. Nevela is also to every single yid. Kishol, Hutra, and Mikdosh, when the Torah was mat in Nevela in the base of Mikdosh. Meaning, the way we see Malika is as a Hutra in the Isra of the veil. The Torah is being matter in a veil. It's not Kayhanim Hutra. The Torah was matter for Kayhanim. They're allowed to allow to eat from a Chatas Oif. No, the Kayhanim Hutra Valay Lazar. Yesh Kamishum Zars, Yesh Kamishum Malika. So if that's the case, the Zar is going to be over the Isra Zar, and he's also going to be over the Isra Malika. His Makabar Lod, the Makabar got up and he started that. He said, Nevela Lakal Nasra, Nevela, the Torah asked it to everybody. Kishutra, the Mikdash, Hutra. And when the Torah was matter in the base of Mikdash, the Torah was matter it, period. It's motive for everybody. No, if that's the case, Ein Kan, Elam, Yishum Zaras, all you're going to have over here is an Isra. So the bottom line is we have three tziurim where Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara argued whether Chayiv Shtayim or Chayiv Achas. Now there's a little bit of a backdrop of drama, which in some Gemaras is not so relevant to the Pshat. In today's daf, it's going to be relevant to the Pshat, because the Gemara is going to pick up on it. So it wasn't just Reb Chiya said two, and Bar Kapara said one. No, Reb Chiya said I heard from Rebbe two. Bar Kapara said I heard from Rebbe one. Kovetz Reb Chiya v'nishba that I heard from Rebbe two. And Kovetz Bar Kapara v'nishba that I heard from Rebbe one. And it's going to be very negay of the Pashu Pshat in the Gemara. The fact that it wasn't just Reb Chiya oimeshtayim, but that it was Kovetz Reb Chiya v'nishba who avoido kach shamati. So that's going to play itself out in the Pashu Pshat in the Gemara. But for now, before we get into the drama, we have machloikis from Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara in these three cases. Are you chayiv shtayim or are you chayiv achas? And again, what are the three cases? The first case is zor sheshimesh b'shabes. The second case is balmum sheshimesh b'tumah. And the third case is zor sheochal malika. So here's the question. What exactly is the machloikis? What's the machloikis if you should be chayiv two or you should be chayiv one? And at first glance, it would seem, again, if we do the math on our own, it has something to do with the sugya of Isser Chalal Isser, or Ein Isser Chalal Isser. Because really, you want to know where a Zor does the Avodah on Shabbos. So he should be Chayiv Mishum Zor doing the Avodah on Shabbos, and he should be Chayiv for being Mechal Shabbos. That's two Isurim for one Pu'ula, for one act. So if you're going to broadly apply Enes HaChalal Iser, you could see why you would only be Chayav one. If you're willing to be open-minded and there are exceptions and safe harbors to the law of Enes HaChalal Iser, okay, so maybe this conforms with one of those exceptions. And as a result, maybe I could hear why you'd be Chayav two. And the same is true for the case where the Balmum was Shemish Betumah. Balmum is one Iser, Tumah is another Iser. So if Enes HaChalal Iser, okay, so then this is dead on arrival. If, however, there are times where maybe Iser could be Chalal Iser, so you could see why you'd be Chayav two. Snar Sha'ochal Malika. There's an Isser Zarus, and then there's an Isser Nevela. So these are two Isurim. If Enes HaChalal Iser, so I don't know, you'll have to figure out which one it is, but you're only going to be Chayiv one. But if there are times where you could say Yes HaChalal Iser, you could see where you would be Chayiv two. So it's clear at first glance that this Machloikis, Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara, a Machloikis times three, would seem to be very much totally in the grace of Sugya of Enes HaChalal Iser, and that's the way the Gemara approaches it. So Zok the Gemara, B'maiko Mifligi, what then is the Nekudas HaMachloikis? It's something in the Sugya of Enes HaChalal Iser, but what specifically? So the Gemara says, Be'isr Koilo, the Machloikis must be Be'isr Koilo, Valiba de Rabbi Yossi. And they're arguing Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, meaning the Machloikis must have been whether or not Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Koilel, or Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Isser Koilel. Now, why are we even discussing whether Rabbi Yossi would hold Isser Koilel? Because Rabbi Yossi said that if the Yavam is Miyabim, the Achis Isha, he's going to be Chayiv Shtayim. And he's going to be Chayiv Shtayim, even in the case where it was Nasa Meis, Vachach Nasa Chay. And we had two stardom of why Rabbi Yossi might have said that. Either because of holds of Isser Koilel, or because he's saying it L'Kovri Ben Rishon Gemurim. So we know this really an open discussion, an open debate, whether Rabbi Yossi holds of Issa Chalal Iser be Issa Koilu. So Dr. Gemara, you want to know what this Machloikis is. They're arguing Issa Koilu Valibah the Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Chiyas of Rabbi Chiyu said Yechayiv Shtayim, he holds Rabbi Yossi be Issa Koilu Mechayiv Tarti, that you're going to be Chayiv Tu be Issa Koilu. Bakapara Sabalei Mechayiv Elechad. Whereas Bakapara held that according to Rabbi Yossi, you're only going to be Chayiv one even when it's Issa Koilu. Okay, so what does this have to do with Issa Koilu? Dr. Gemara, Umay Issa Koilu Ikahacha. What's the Issa Koilu over here? So the Gemara talks it through. Bishloi Mazar, Bishloi the case of Zar, Shishimish Bishabis. I understand what the Issa Koilu is. Why? Because Meikara Shari b'malacha. The Tzar before Shabbos was not allowed to do any malacha. Was allowed to do any malacha that he wanted. Meaning, if he wanted to be Bayer, he was allowed to be Bayer. If he wanted to be Zayreya, he could be Zayreya. Goes on. Before Shabbos, there's no issur to do malacha. However, he wasn't allowed to do avoid in the Beis Hamikdash even on Friday. As Yalla Shabbos, once Shabbos is chal, migu de kamitza. Being that on Shabbos, he now becomes usher in all Lamites Malachis outside of Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, so Mitzanami Bavoida. So you could see Issa Koil would say that it'll be Asa Bavoida as well. Meaning the Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash that the Zor was not allowed to do before Shabbos is not changing on Shabbos. So it's not Issa Moisef. Nothing's being Nitoisef in this Issa itself. However, now he can't do any of the Lamites Malachis. So because he can't do any of the Lamites Malachis, so what you have over here is an Issa Koilo, where this second Issa that maybe shouldn't be able to be chal because of Enes HaChalal Iser is being chal in other chafetzim, in other areas, in other pe'ulos. So you could say migu, which is what we know in one word, as Iser Koilo. Balmum, the same is true for the Balmum that did the Avoida Betumah. Meikara Shari Bachil of Asa Bavoida. A Balmum is allowed to eat kachim, he's only now allowed to do the Avoida. Itmile, once he became Tomei Migu, the Kamitza Bachilo, being that now there's an Iser Koilo, because in addition to him not being able to do the Malacha, he's also not allowed to eat, because Tomei is not allowed to eat kachim, so mitzanami bavoido. So you could say the migu that it's chal iser tumo on iser achilo, so too it's chal iser tumo on iser avoido. Again, as it relates to the iser avoido, when the balmum becomes Tomei, nothing is being neschadish, because he anyways couldn't do the avoido because of the fact that he was a balmum. Now that he's Tomei, Yivaita can't do it. Nothing changed. There's no chiddish, there's no moisif, there's no nitoisif, there's no aysafa, there's no kneich at all as it relates to the Isser of doing Avoida. But Tumah does create Shar Isser. That's Chal B'Shar Inyonim. What is that? Isser Achilo. Okay, Alzei Nemar Isser Koilo. The Migu that it's Chal Tumah regarding Isser Achilo, so too it could be Chal regarding Isser Malach as well. Ela Malika, Abbas Freit the Gemara, as it relates to Zor Sha'ocha Malika, where's the Isser Koilo? B'Vas Achasi the Meshkachas Lo. These two Isurim Achal at the same exact second. And if the Chal at the same exact second, Isser Koilo and Meshkachas Lo, it can't be Isser Koilo. Why is that? What's the Isser for Azar to eat Malika, it's two things. Number one, Azar is not allowed to eat Kachin. Number two, Azar is not allowed to eat the Chatas Ha'oif that's Nevela, that was killed and severed Al Yedei Malika. Now, those two Isurim happen at the same exact second. And the reason is, Rashi speaks this out, the Isur Nevela of this Chatas Ha'oif happens when the Malika happens. The Isur Zarus of this Chatas Ha'oif also happens when the Malika happens. Now you can tell me, what do you mean? Before the Malika, if the Tzar would eat from the Chatas Ha'oif, it wouldn't be a problem? Yeah, it'd be a problem, but it's a whole different problem. It would be an Isser Me'ila, which is not an Isser that's unique to a Tzar, it's true for a Kohen as well. The Isser for a Tzar to eat Kachim is first Chal after the Shechita, or in this case, after the Malika. So it comes out that the Isser Zarus and the Isser Nevela are both happening at the same exact second. So if that's the case, there's no Isser Koilo. Isser Koilo would be when one Isser is Chal, now a second Isser, which is being applied more broadly, also wants to be Chal. So no, Yesh Ladun. Whether we say Isser Koilo, we don't say Isser Koilo. Or Bezak, the Gemara, this has nothing to do with Isser Koilo. So the Gemara Tain is that you can't tell me that the machloikis between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara was Isser Koilo, and maybe Aliba the Rabbi Yossi, which we know there was a little bit of a debate in Unzer Sugya and Arbach, whether Rabbi Yossi holds Isser Koilo doesn't hold Isser Koilo, because it doesn't add up. It works for two of the three cases, but doesn't work for the third case. So the Gemara says, Eli, you have to say, Kamifligi the Isser Vasachas, the machloikis between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara was a machloikis in the Sugya Veinus Achalal Isser. There's no way we're going to fall off of that. It's clear that's what they're debating. But they're not debating Isser Koil because it doesn't work for all three cases. What they're debating is something else. They're debating Isser Vasachas, Valiba de Rabbi Yossi. We have to halka up. And it's going Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, meaning, and they're debating whether Rabbi Yossi held Isser Chalal Isser, not by Isser Moisef and Isser Koil, but whether Rabbi Yossi held of Isser Chalal Isser when the two Isurim are Chal b'Vasachas. Rabbi Chiya held that Rabbi Yossi b'Isser Vasachas Mechayev Tarte. That Rabbi Yossi, who said that if the Yavam is ba on the Yavam, that's an Achisisha, is Chayev Shtayim. You want to know why he's Chayev Shtayim? Because Rabbi Yossi held that in the event that the two Isurim are Chal b'Vasachas, then there's no problem in Issachal Alissa. And here's the punchline. The Hocha B'mayaskina. That's the punchline. Right? Sometimes the fact that we're making Yonai Kimta is the punchline. We're making Yonai Kimta, Rashi says, that it's talking about with the Isser Achisish and the Isser Eishasach happened at the same second. Right, when we started the Sugya, you want to know which one happened first? No, they happened at the same exact second. The Chai and the Mace were married at the same second. How's it even possible? So Efshel Tzamtzeim, maybe the two Chasin as Mamish happened at the same second. Rashi says more Pashat. It's talking about where the two brothers made a Shliach Lohi Locha, Ish Mekadesh Baya B'Shluchai, to go be Mekadesh, these two women who happened to have been sisters. The two sisters also made a Shliach LeKabbalah. So when the two Shluchim met, Hareyat Mikudesh Asli B'Tabazu Amanas, for these two brothers and these two sisters, Gevein Ayena Chasina. But when this Chasina happened, Al Yedei, these two Shluchim, so the two things happened at the same seconds, even if you hold Efshel Tzamtzeim. But if you'll hear, it's one Pulit. Efshel Tzamtzeim means two pulas can't happen at the same time. Here it's one pula. So of course this is Efshel Tzamtzeim. So the two things happen at the same time. So the bottom line is, Rabbi Chiya held that Pshat and Rabbi Yossi why Yechayev Shtayim is not because of Issa Koilo. And it's not the Koivrei Bein Rishon Gemurim. That's a little bit of a doichik. You want to know why he held Yechayev Shtayim? He held Yechayev Shtayim because Hocha B'mayaskinon. That's the punchline. Where they happen B'vas Achas. And if they happen B'vas Achas, then he holds Issachal Alis. Bar Kapara Sava, Bar Kapara argued. And he said, Loi Mechayev El Echada. He said, that's not Pshat and Rabbi Yossi. Pshat and Rabbi Yossi has nothing to do with Isser Basachas. In fact, I hold that Rabbi Yossi would hold that if the two Isurim wanted to be Chal B'Vasachas, the two Isurim would not be Chal, because you would say Ein Issachal Alissa. So what's the machloikis between Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara? Machloikis is again in the Sugya of Ein Issachal Alissa. If the two Isurim are being Chal B'Vasachas, according to Rabbi Chiya, they're Chal, Issachal Alissa, according to Rabbi Bar Kapara, Ein Issachal. What is the Isser Vasachas? Meaning, where is it in Isser Vasachas? So the Gemara walks through all three cases, how would be Isser Vasachas? Again, the Machloikis in Rabbi Chiya and Bar Kapara, if they're arguing Vasachas, that means the Tzir has to be where the two Isurim happened at the same time. The case is, it's talking about where this person became Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos. So if you came Bar Mitzvah on Shabbos, the Havadu Zarus for Shabbos Vadi Adadi. So it comes out to two things are happening at the same second. Balmum, Nami, the case of Balmum, going to Isis, Deis, Iris, Vitmile. he was tameh at the time that he became bar mitzvah. So you have a kohen who's waiting for his bar mitzvah to do the avodah, and it just so happens that he became a balmum when he was a katan, and he became tameh when he was a katan. So the second he became bar mitzvah, sayi was a balmum, sayi was tameh. So comes out the two yisurim came to vasachas. The havelu balmum v'tumah b'hadi adadi. Inami, or you could say shechatach etzboi b'sakin tameh. Where Rachmana Litzlan, he cut his finger off, and as a result, he became a balmum, but he did it with a sakin that was tameh, and because he did it with a sakin that was tameh, so it's for that reason he is going to be tameh. Because the two things happened, bevas achas. So the bottom line is, it says the Gemara, at this point where we are, the machloikis between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi is a machloikis in the sugi bein isachal alisser, not as a moisef, not as a koil, but rather they're arguing with regards to iser vas achas. Valibe de Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says, they're debating whether Rabbi Yossi, who seems to be a mekel in the sugi of isachal alisser, whether he was mekel be iser vas achas, or whether he was machmer bevisa isa vasacha. So the Gemara now is going to cheshbin a little bit more on this line. And the Gemara now is going to bring Rav Shimon back into the picture. Right, so just the chazer over, we started the daf with a machlikas Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon. If someone's ba and achis ishtoi, she's also a yavama. Koin to Rav Yossi, yichayv shtayim. Yichayim b'shom neish asach, yichayim b'shom achis isha. Rav Shimon is more machmer, he holds enes achal alisser more broadly, and he holds, no, you're only going to be chayv one. The question is, where is the kula of Rav Yossi? So the Gemara said, nos achayv achach nos ameis. That's it's a moisa. That the Gemara never had an issue with. Nos ameis vachach nos achay, that's where the Gemara was struggling. Issa Kailo, maybe it's only the Kairi ben Risham Gemurim, and in today's daf, maybe it's Issa Vasachas. So the Gemara says like this. When Reb Chiya and Bar Kapara both said their respective positions, they didn't just say, I heard from Rebbe Azoy, I heard from Rebbe Azoy. Kofetz Reb Chiya v'nishba, and Kofetz Bar Kapara v'nishba. Now to make a shvua is a very, very dangerous game. Kimavur, Mesachtes Nadarim, if Reb Chiya swore that he heard Rebbe say Chayiv Shtayim, Rebbe said Chayiv Shtayim. It's poshut. If Bar Kapara swore that he heard Rebbe say Enechayiv Alachas, Rebbe said Enechayiv Alachas. Which means that Anan, when we view this sugya, we have to understand, how is it possible that Rebbe for sure said Chayiv Shtayim and he for sure said Chayiv Achas? Sometimes you could say, I don't know, maybe someone didn't hear clearly. There was issues in the Messiah. You can't say that here. Kofetz Reb Chiya v'nishba, avoid the kach shamati. Kofetz Bar Kapara v'nishba, avoid the kach shamati. You're talking about tzaddikim. You know, the Ramban quotes a medrash in Parshas Kedoshim that says, Amru Olav al Reb Chiya. We know the Rambam says it about Rav, and the Gemara in Sukkah says it about Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and the Gemara says it about Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol. The Ramban says it about Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi Chiya was kofatz v'nishba, avoido kach shamati. So it can't be that someone got it wrong. So somewhere there's a mistake here. But Rebbe for sure said both, and here's the question, how do you reconcile them? So the Gemara says like this, Bishloim le Reb Chiya, Bishloim le Reb Chiya, you could always say, Ki isnaya le didei alibid Reb Yossi. Reb Chiya is going to say, I know Rebbe said Chayiv Shtayim, and I know Rebbe said Chayiv Achas. How is it possible that they're both true, Chayiv Shtayim and Chayiv Achas? I'll tell you, it's very simple. When Rebbe said Chayiv Shtayim, he was going alibid Reb Yossi. Ki isnaya le Bar Kapara, but when he told Bar Kapara, in Chayiv Achas, it was alibid Reb Shimon. He was going according to Reb Shimon. Ah. It's so beautiful. Meaning, Reb Chiya is going to tell you, I know Rebbe said Chayiv Shtayim. That's what I heard. I believe Bar Kapara. If he was Kofetz Benishba, he's not lying. So of course, Rebbe also said Chayiv Achas. When I said he said Chayiv Shtayim, he's going a little bit Rabbi Yossi. That holds Yichayiv Mishum Achas Yishum Mishum Eishazach. Vachab Mayaskina with a Chabav Asachas. And that's Kufa what the Chayiv Shtayim means. When he said any Chayiv Alachas, he was going a little bit Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold? If someone's Ba on Achas Yishtoy, you're only Chayiv Achas. And Lefi Aray Kimto, even when it's Bavas Achas, you're only Chayiv Alachas. So that's what he meant when he said any Chayiv Alachas. El Bar Kapara Frank the Gemara. But according to Bar Kapara said that Hoavoido Kach Shamati, and he held that it was true even in Rabbi Yossi, that even according to Rabbi Yossi only Chayiv Alachas. So, Freit the Gemara, according to Bar Kapara, Rabbi Chiya Shakurim is Shaker. So, what are you going to tell me? That Rabbi Chiya was lying? Meaning, how's Bar Kapara going to reconcile Rabbi Chiya? I understand how Rabbi Chiya could reconcile Bar Kapara. Rabbi Chiya was listening, Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. You, Bar Kapara, must have heard it, Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. But according to you that you heard, even according to Rabbi Yossi, that you only chayev achas, so when are you chayev shtayim? So what? Bar Kapara, you think Rabbi is lying? So the Gemara says, because of this, we have to tweak it a little bit further. Eli, you want to know what the machloek between Rabbi and Bar Kapara is? Kamifligi be'isser v'asachas v'libid Rabbi Shimon. You have to say they're arguing about isser v'asachas, like we just said, the cases, like the three cases where the two Isurim were Chalba Vasachas, but not that they were arguing Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, rather they were arguing Aliba de Rab Shimon. Meaning, Rab Shimon, who seems to be the Machmer in the Sugyo of Einis Achal Alisser, he holds you always say Einis Achal Alisser. Was Rab Shimon Moedab of Issa Vasachas, or was he not Moedab of Issa Vasachas? Rab Chiya said that even Rab Shimon's going to hold Yechayiv Shtayim. There is a Musik of Issa Chal Alisser, albeit when it's Chal Bavasachas. Whereas, according to Bar Kapara, Rab Shimon, who holds Einissa Chal Alisser very, very broadly, is going to hold Einissa Chal Alisser even Bavasachas. So we just flipped and just shifted, really, the Machloikis, Rab Chiya and Rab Yossi, Rab Chiya and Bar Kapara from Rab Yossi to Rab Shimon. So we didn't change anything as far as the chomer and the substance of the machloikis goes, but rather we shifted it. We shifted it from arguing Alibi to Rab Yossi to arguing Alibi to Rab Shimon. But the Gemara just continues to ask. The Gemara says that's not really going to do the trick. Bishlam the Rab Chiya zok the Gemara. Bishlam according to Rab Chiya, kamishtab lafuki the Rab Shimon mecheske. I understand why Rab Chiya had to swear. I mean, the Gemara now is addressing why the drama. Why was it necessary? Kofetz Rab Chiya v'nishba, kofetz Bar Kapara v'nishba. So the Gemara says if they were arguing Alibi to Rab Shimon, I understand why Rab Chiya felt that to make his point and to make sure everybody was going to believe what he was saying. He had no choice but to swear. You know why? Because Lafuke the Rab Shimon Mecheske. Rab Shimon has a chazaka that he always holds in Issa Chal Alisser. So if you're going to tell me now that Rab Chiya is Chayiv Shtayim, so it makes sense to swear. But according to Bar Kapara that holds Ein Chayiv Ela Achas, so according to Bar Kapara, why would he swear? L'chayra, he anyways always holds Yechayev Achas, so why would you think this is different? So the Gemara says, Kasha, I hear, no, meaning, M'shtarpnisht, V'nazar Kasha, but I hear, definitely are. But the Gemara asks another question, this is a starker question. Bishlam Bar Kapara, Bishlam according to Kapara, Ki Asne Rebbe Lididei, Alibed Reb Shimon. Again, same question that we asked earlier, that if Rab Chiya swore, it must have happened, and if Bar Kapara swore, that must have happened, which means each person is really swearing the other person is not telling the truth, which is not tenable. So earlier the Gemara asked it as a kasha on Bar Kapara, when we thought that Rab Chiya and Bar Kapara were arguing Alibid Rab Yossi. Now the Gemara is going to ask the same exact question on Rab Chiya, now that we shifted it, and we think that the machloikis is Alibid Rab Shimon. This is the same cheshbon as we had earlier. So Bishlam, the Bar Kapara says, the Gemara, Ki Asni Rabbi Lididei Alibid Rab Shimon. When Rabbi taught what he taught, that Eini Chayiv Ala Achas, he was saying it, Alibid Rab Shimon. Ki Asni the Rab Chiya, Alibid Rab Yossi. So Bar Kapara is going to tell you that I know, I heard Rabbi say, Eini Chayiv Ala Achas. He was going Alibid Rab Shimon. Now, you're telling me that Rebbe also said Yechayev Shtayim. He probably meant it. Alibid Rab Yossi. Alibid Rab Yossi is going to be Chayev Shtayim. But says the Gemara, but Ela the Rab Chiya, but according to Rab Chiya, that holds that even Alibid Rab Shimon, you're going to be Chayev Shtayim. So who holds you're going to be Chayev 1? Bar Kapara Shnakure Meshaker. Who is it that holds you're going to be Chayev 1? If Rabbi Yossi holds you Chayev Shtayim and Rabbi Shimon holds you Chayev Shtayim, who's going to hold that you Chayev 1? So the Gemara says, Amalach Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya is going to have to tell you like this. Ki Asne Rabbi Lididei. So again, really all Rabbi Chiya has to answer. It's very interesting. Rabbi Chiya, usually when you have a machlokes amirah, so each amirah has to defend his own position. Over here, Rab Chiya has to defend Bar Kapara's position. And the reason is because we know for sure Bar Kapara is telling the truth. Right, sometimes when there's machlokes, Rav and Shmuel. So Rav holds like this, Shmuel holds like this. Rav doesn't have to defend Shmuel, Shmuel has to defend Shmuel. Sometimes he comes to his defense, but he doesn't have to. It's Lefnim Meshur Sadeh. He certainly doesn't have to. Over here, Rab Chiya is achroi for what Bar Kapara said. Because if Bar Kapara swore that I heard Rebbe say it, that means Rebbe heard, said it. So if Rebbe said it, so now Rab Chiya has to fight for what it is that Rebbe would have said. So again, if Rab Chiya holds, we're holding in the Gemara now, that even according to Rab Shimon, that holds Ein Issachal Alisser major, but at the same time, when it's Issa Vasachas, over the here he holds Isser Ischal on Isser. So if that's the case, what did Bar Kapara mean when he swore that Be Isser Vasachas, Rebbe said that Taloch is going to be only going to be Chayiv 1? According to Rab Yossi, Yechayiv 2, and even according to Rab Shimon, Yechayiv 2. So what did Bar Kapara mean when he swore? So Rab Chiya is going to taina that Bar Kapara made a mistake. Bar Kapara wasn't lying, but he was mistaken. Meaning, it was a subtlety that Bar Kapara assumed, thus swore, but really there was a toros. What was that? So Rabbi is going to say like this. Ki asni Rebbe l'didei. When Rebbe was teaching bar kapara, eni chai v'la'achas, karti l'ftor asye. He was talking about two cases. Which two cases was he talking about? He was talking about the first two cases that Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara argued about. He was talking about the case of Zar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, and he was talking about the case of Balmun Sheshimesh B'Tum. And in those two cases, Rebbe said, Eine Chayiv Elo Achas. And the reason he said Eine Chayiv Elo Achas is V'Issakoyo Lasse. Because what he was teaching was, is Rav Shimon, it was all leave it to Rav Shimon, doesn't hold of V'Issakoyo. And if he doesn't hold of V'Issakoyo, so therefore you're going to only be Chayiv what? Now, what happened was, Bar Kapara heard Rebbe say that in the case of Zar She Ochal Mali, Zar She Shimish B'Shabbos, and Balmum She Shimish B'Tumo, Eine Chayiv Ala Achas, the Chazil Bar Kapara, he assumed the Zar She Ochal Malika is the idea that Damile Erevadayo is going to be the same way. Meaning, he understood that it's probably the same thing. What's the difference between the Zar She Ochal Malika, which is the third case, and the first two cases? Okay, so he put them all together. V'den v'iyimba. He was ma'ayin in Zar She Ochal Malika. V'lo yashka chel b'vas achas. And he realized that Zar She Ochal Malika is not a sekoil, like we spoke at earlier in the daf. What is Zar She Ochal Malika? What it is a vas achas. V'sovar, so he assumed that midah b'vas achas, being that that is a vas achas, so hanami b'vas achas, this must also be is a vas achas. U'midahanuch liftur, and being that the halach is that Zar he knew that Rebbe held your potter. And Rebbe said you were potter because of Isser Vasachas, not because of Isser Koil. But he knew your potter because of Isser Vasachas. That must be also that you're going to be potter. And it's for that reason he said that all three of these cases are going to be potter. But the reality is that there was a difference between what Rebbe meant when he said Zar Sheshimish Shabbos and Bar Mosh Shemesh Betumas Potter, and when he said Zar She Ochal Malika is going to be Potter, because Zar She Ochal Malika's Potter, that was a separate inyan. As it relates to Zar She Shemesh B'Shabbos, Bar Mosh Shemesh Betumah, there was Potter because of Issa Koil, and that's how this mistake came. But the bottom line is what we have over here, is we have a machloikis between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara. In three cases, in the case of Zar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, Balmun Sheshimesh B'Tumah, and in the case of Zar She Ochal Malika, Rav Chiya said Yechayev Shtayim, and Bar Kapara said, you're going to be Chayev Achas. They both said at Alibi the Rebbe, they both swore that they heard their respective positions, Alibi the Rebbe, a whole sugya over here. What exactly the machlokes was? We know for sure they were arguing something in the sugya of Issachal Alisser and Ein Issachal Alisser. But in terms of more specifically, on a more lemaisa, granular level, what exactly was the machlokes? The Gemara said, maybe the machlokes was a sekoil. Maybe the machlokes was a sebevasachas. Is it isevasachas libid the Rabbi Yosi? Is it isevasachas libid the Rabbi Shimon? The maskana they were arguing in iser vasachas va'alibo the Rabbi Shimon. They're arguing whether Rabbi Shimon, who holds ein isachal aliser, in a very, very extreme way, what if the two Isurim were Chal B'Vasachas? According to Rav Chiya, if Isur would be Chal Alisna B'Vasachas, so over there the halacha would be that you would be, it would be Chal B'Vasachas, whereas according to Rav Shimon, according to Bar Kapara, Rav Shimon that holds Einis Chal Alisna holds Einis Chal Alisna even when it's Isur B'Vasachas, and that halacha would be Einis Chayiv Elach. Zok the Gemara, Akasha on Bar Kapara. We're almost finished. Meisvei, Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos, Zor that did the Avodah on Shabbos, Bamum Shashimish B'Tum, So here we have the machloikis that up until now was a machloikis Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara, as a machloikis between Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shimon. Very interesting. We knew the two machloikis had something to do with each other. The whole daf has been screaming that. But here it's a mefurish abraisa. So Zar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos and Balmum Sheshimesh B'Tumah, where they're specifically arguing, and who's they? Rabbi Yossi and Rav Shimon. Where Rabbi Yossi, not surprisingly, who is more of Mekel, he's more of an Issachal Alisser, he holds you'll be Chayiv Shtayim, he's Rav Chiya, and Rav Shimon holds, you're only going to be Chayiv one. But the Gemara makes a great Siddiq. You know what the Siddiq is? The Ilum Malika Shaire, but Malika was left out. They only argued in two of the three cases. They never argued about the third case. So Freit the Gemara, why did they never argue about the third case? Why did they only arguing about two of the three cases? Why did they argue about the third case? So the Gemara says, the fact that Malika was left out, Lamad Shaire, from whom was it left out? Ile was left out the Rabbi Yossi.
Ashto Rabbi Yosi be Issa Koil Machayev Shtayim. Madach Rabbi Yosi holds you're going to be Chayev too by Issa Koil. Be Issa Vasachas mi Bayo. Certainly you're going to be Chayev Shtayim be Issa Vasachas. Me. We Zor, if Zor Sha'ocha Malika was left out of this Braisa, that means it's a different case. What would be different about the case? What would be different is Zor Sha'ocha Malika happens at the same time. As opposed to Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos, Balmud Shashimish B'Tumah, these things happen B'Zeh Hazeh. As if to say, they're arguing when it's B'Zeh Hazeh, they're not arguing B'Vas Achas. That this Machloikis is where it's B'Zeh Hazeh, this Machloikis is not where it's B'Vas Achas. What would be the Machloikis if it's B'Vas Achas, where the Issachalal is B'Vas Achas? What would be the Machloikis if it's B'Zeh Hazeh? The Gemara said earlier, the Machloikis would be Issar Koil. Zor Shashimish B'Shabbos, Balmum Shashimish B'Tumah are cases of Issar Koil. So the Gemara says like this, that from the fact that the case of Zor Sha'ocha Malika was left out, so it's mashma that either Rabbi Yosi or Rabbi Shimon would not hold their respective positions in the case of Zor Sha'ocha Malika. So Gemara says, who of these two would not hold of their position? Ilam the Rabbi Yosi. Is it Rabbi Yosi that would not hold of his position? It can't be. Madach Rabbi Yosi holds be'isr koilo yichayev shtayim. So if this vasachas mi baya, certainly when it says vasachas, it's going to be chayev shtayim. Elulav the Rabbi Shimon. It must be it was left out the Rabbi Shimon. Ube'isr koilo hu the potter. And what we're trying to say is that Rabbi Shimon holds that be'isr koilo you're going to be potter, av isr vasachas mechayev. But when it comes to isr vasachas, you're going to be chayev. And if that's the case, tufta the bar kapara, tufta, what we're left with is a tufta the bar kapara. Because then it's mefurish in this braiso. It's mefurish in this braiso that Reb Shimon that says ein echayv ela achas only said it by Issa Koilel and he didn't say it by Issa Vasachas. Again, the maskana, the machloikis between Reb Chi and Bar Kapara was whether we say Issa Vasachas liba the Reb Shimon or you don't say Issa Vasachas valiba the Reb Shimon. The machloikis was all in Reb Shimon's world whether you say Issa Vasachas or whether you don't say Issa Vasachas. According to Reb Chiya, Reb Shimon is chayev shtayim v'sav asachas. According to Bar Kapara, Reb Shimon holds ein chayev ela achas be'iser v'asachas. Here we have a mefurish of braisa where Reb Shimon seems to be telling us, albeit indirectly, what his shita is. Where is this braisa? Because Reb Shimon and Reb Yosi clearly argued in the case of Zor Shashimesh B'Shabbos and Balmum Shashimesh B'Tumah with Yechayv Shtayim Yechayv Achas. They left out the third case. They left out the case of Zor Sha'ocha Malika, which means that Zor Sha'ocha Malika is different than the other two cases. The only way it's different than the other two cases is those two are Issa Koil and this one's Issa Vas Achas. That means either Reb Yosi or Reb Shimon holds Issa Vas Achas is different. Which one of these two Amayuroim would have held? Which one of these two Tanam would have held Issa Vasachas is different? It can't be Rabbi Yosi, because Rabbi Yosi holds Yechayiv Shtayim by Issa Koil, Kal V'Choymer Yechayiv Shtayim by Issa Vasachas. Who then must be the one that holds that there's a difference in Issa Koil and Issa Vasachas? It has to be. The only Shita that it could be is Rabbi Shimon. So you see clearly that even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Issa Koil, but still Rabbi Shimon is going to hold of Isser Vasachas. So we've been discussing the three cases, the Machloikis Amayroim, between Rav Chiya and Bar Kapara, which we now see from the Braises, also Machloikis Tanoim, Rabbi Yosi and Rav Shimon, as it relates to a Zor Shashimesh B'Shabbos, a Balmum Shashimesh B'Tumah, and a Zor that eats from the Malika of a Chatas Oif, Yichayv Shtayim, Yichayv Achas, and a whole tumult as to what exactly the machlokes is. Obviously, they were arguing in the sugya of Enes Achal Alisser, but we discussed all that. The Gemara is going to finish with one technical point, and that is, Zor Shashimesh B'Shabbos B'Mai. What is the case? What's the mitzias that the Tanam and Amiram debated as it relates to a Zor that does the Avodah on Shabbos? Meaning, a Zor is not allowed to do the Avodah. There were avoidos on Shabbos that involved chil Shabbos. The shaila is, if a zar does one of those avoidos on Shabbos, is he chayev achas or is he chayev shtayim? The argument to make that he should be chayev achas is that being that these melachos are mutter for a kohen to do, so if a kohen does these melachos, it won't be considered chil Shabbos. Maybe if a zar does it, it won't either be considered chil Shabbos. Inami. It's true that if a Kohen does it, it's not Chil Shabbos. That's because the Torah was matered for a Kohen. But the Torah was never matter these Melachis in the Beis HaMikdash for a Zor, because the Zor is not allowed to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not Shabbos. So that's the Shiloh. He's for sure going to be Chayef for a zar doing the avodah. The question is it going to be chayiv also for chilul Shabbos, or is it not going to be chayiv for chilul Shabbos? But the Gemara wants to know what is the case. B'mai ibeshchita, is it talking about what a zar did shchita? I mean, a zar shechted kachim on Shabbos. And here's the question: is he chayiv shtayim? Is he chayiv mishum zarus? And is he chayiv mishum Shabbos? Right, the Gemara. It's not a question. Shchita b'zar k'shera. This is kachim 101. Everybody knows that a zar is allowed to do shchita. So if a zar is allowed to do shchita, so it's actually not chilul Shabbos, because it's the one avoda that Azar is actually allowed to do. So we shouldn't be having this conversation. Maybe Kabbalah v'ilacha. Maybe it's talking about that Azar did the Kabbalah and the ilacha. Meaning, after an animal was geshachten, there was Kabbalah, a kohen had to receive the blood in a kli sha'aris, and there was ilacha, it had to be walked to the mizbech. But the Gemara says, tulta ba'amuhum. What melacha, what chil Shabbos is being done through Kabbalah and Hilacha? All it is carrying blood, which in the worst case scenario could be mukta, but it's definitely not a melacha. V'iba haktara, oh, I know what it is. Maybe the Tzar took the fats of the animal and he burnt it on the maracha, on the fire that was on the Mizbeach. Oh, that's very good. That's a melacha that involves chil Shabbos, you're burning something. That's something that a Tzar is not allowed to do, and as a result, that would be the Shaila. Tzar Shishimish Shabbos, Yichayiv 1, Yichayiv 2. But the Gemara says, you know what the issue is? Who's opining on this sugya? Rab Chiya bar Kapara, Rab Yosi, and Rab Shimon. Rab Yosi, va'omer Rab Yosi holds havara the lav yatzis. We know that the lametes malachas are not mentioned anywhere mafurish in the Torah. We know the lametes malachas because there's a hekish between Mishkan and Shabbos, and anything that was considered chashav, anything that was considered malach in the Mishkan, is considered malach in Shabbos as well. There's one exception to the rule. There's one Isser Shabbos that the Torah mentioned, and that's you're not allowed to make a fire on Shabbos. Le'sevaru esh b'chom esh v'yseichem b'yom haShabbos. And there was a big machloikis tanaim why. Rabbi Yosi said that the reason the Torah singled out the lav of avara is to teach me that it's not a regular chil Shabbos. Regular chil Shabbos, if someone does it bemazed with edim and asra, he's chayv mises bezdin. If he does it bemazed shaloi be edim and shaloi be asra, he's chayv karis. If he does it b'shoigig, he brings a chatas. Havara is only a loisase. Lav yotzisa. It was excluded from the rule of regular chil Shabbos, which is more chomer than a lav. All this is a lav. So what's the kasha? If all it is a lav, he wouldn't be chayiv anyways. So, freit the Gemara, Maman of Shach, what's the case of Zar Shishimesh? The Gemara seemingly addressed all the possible scenarios. If it's talking about Shechita, Zar's allowed to do Shechita, so it's not two malachas. If it's Kabbalah and Eilacha, there's no malachas. Again, it's not two Isurim. And if it's Haktara, that would work for Rab Shimon, Rab Chiya, and Bar Kapara. But Rab Yosi is one of the Tanoim that were mentioned in this sugya, and Rab Yosi holds Avar Lolav Yatzis. So again, it wouldn't be Chayiv Shnayim. The assumption is that Chayiv Shnayim means you Chayiv two Chatois. This no two Chatois. If all it is a Lois, I say there's no Chatois. Amar Rabach Rabbi Yaakov, Rabach Rabbi Yaakov said, Beshchitas Parish of Kohen Gadol. I'll tell you what it is. It's talking about, it was Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol used to bring a special par, and a Zar went on Yom Kippur, and he shechted the par of the Kohen Gadol, ukedivri oime shechitas par, shechitas Kohen Gadol bazar psul. It's machloik is whether the shechita of the par of the Kohen Gadol was ksher bazar or psul bazar. Ordinarily, shechitas ksher bazar. But the par of the Kohen Gadol, that's already a shaylo. It's going according to the Manda Amar, our sugya, that holds that the par of the Kohen Gadol, shechita was psul bazar, and that's where it chapan afkimin. If the Zar would do it on Shabbos, really, it's Yom Kippur anyways. So would he be chayiv one, would he be chayiv two? He's for sure chayiv for Zor doing the avodah. The question is, does he also have the Isser Shabbos, Isser Yom Kippur or not? But the Gemara says, if that's the case, my area is Zor. I feel the Kohen had Yenami. If we're talking about the power of the Kohen Gadol, who did the avodah on Yom Kippur? It was the Kohen Gadol that had to do it, which means a Kohen Hedyet would also not be allowed to do it. So why was the case Zor Shishimesh Beshabbos? Zor sounds like he's Yisrael. Zor sounds like he can't get the first two aliyahs when you do Kriyas HaTorah. Right, he sounds like he's a full-fledged Yisrael. He shouldn't have to be a full-fledged Yisrael. A Kohen Hedyet as well. If this is what we're talking about, the power of Yom Kippur, the power of Yom Kippur had to be done dafka by Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says, Anachanami. Zor means Shazar Etzlai. Right, it's a little bit of a misnomer. People sometimes mistakenly think that a Zar is a Yisrael. It's not true. A Zar doesn't mean Yisrael. What does a Zar mean? What does the word mean? It's Zar. He's a fremder. He's someone that's a stranger. So if the din is you need a Kayin, then anyone that's a Yisrael is considered a Zar. If the din is you need a Levi, for example, then even a Kayin would be considered a Zar. If the din is you need a Kayin Gadol, then a Kayin Hedit would be considered a Zar. So when we say Zar, Shashimish B'Shabbos, and a Chanami, it doesn't mean a Kayin, it doesn't mean a Yisrael, it just means any person that a Zar to it, a Kayin Hedit, would be included in that. But the Gemara just ends, Maskefler Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, I don't understand this last Gemara. We're trying to figure out what the case of Zar, Shashimish B'Shabbos is. Because we're assuming that when Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Chiya said Chayiv Shtayim, what does Chayiv mean? Two Chatois, for example. So if you did it B'Shoigig,
You'd have to bring a chatos for a zor doing the avoda, and you'd have to bring a chatos for what? For the fact that it was Shabbos. So he said, midi chatois ktani? Doesn't say chatois. Oy lavi ktani? It doesn't even say lavin. What does it say? Elu isriba alma kachashiv. All Rabbi Yossi and all Rabbi Chia were saying is that you're chayiv shtayim. There's two isurim. The main nafkamini. You want to know what the nafkamini would be? The Kirby ben Rishon Gemurim, that he will be buried between the Rishon Gemurim, like we saw earlier in the daf. But it's not muchach from chayiv shtayim that there's two real chiyuvim. So it could be a zar sheshimei shestaken not chayiv for two chiyuvim. And the reason he's not chayiv for two chiyuvim is because maybe it's going to be hard to come up with the two chiyuvim. But at the end of the day, if he went ahead and he did a avoida on Shabbos or whatever it was, is Maisi did something that he wasn't supposed to do, and because he did something that he wasn't supposed to do, that in and of itself would be enough for him to be chayiv shtayim in the sense of the Kovrei ben Rasham Gemurim.